The first reading is a reading from the book of Proverbs. Like a stream in the king's heart is the hand of the Lord. Wherever it pleases him, he directs it. All the ways of man may be right in his own eyes, but it is the Lord who proves hearts. To do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. Haughty eyes and a proud heart, the tillage of the wicked is sin. The plans of the diligent are sure of profit, but all rash haste leads certainly to poverty. Whoever makes a fortune by a lying tongue is chasing a bubble over deadly snares. The soul of the wicked man desires evil. His neighbor finds no pity in his eyes. When the arrogant man is punished, the simple are the wiser. When the wise man is instructed, he gains knowledge. The just man appraises the house of the wicked. There is one who brings down the wicked to ruin. He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will himself also call and not be heard. The word of the Lord. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. Blessed are they whose way is blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous deeds. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. The way of truth I have chosen. I have set your ordinances before me. Give me discernment, that I may observe your law and keep it with all my heart. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. Lead me in the path of your commands, for in it I delight, and I will keep your law continually, forever and ever. Guide me, Lord, in the way of your commands. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside and they wish to see you." And he said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are the ones who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. And so we see Jesus today not being very nice to his mother and his brothers, I would think. I think, you know, if Mary was any kind of just mother, she'd say, I'll tell you who your mother is. Let me in. Or if she was an Italian mother, like Mrs. Kosecki, Father Kosecki's mother, Michael would know real fast. But anyway, God in Jesus is not in any way dismissing his mother or in any way being nasty to her. He's really telling the crowd what it is to be a member of the family of God. It's to do God's will, to act on the word, to listen on the word. That's what makes us a member of the family. So when we listen to God's word today, the first reading he talks to us about, and the very last line there, it says, "He who shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will himself also call and not be heard." So God says, if you want your prayer to be answered, you need to be taking care of the poor. So again, some of us might be thinking, you know, I've been praying for something, I don't get it. It seems like God doesn't listen to me. So you have to look and think, am I taking care of the poor? Because God says, if I'm not taking care of the poor, he's not going to hear me. And that's something. You know, again, this is not an optional thing that people can or cannot do. This isn't your decision or mine. It's God's. They're his people. It's his money. He tells us what to do with it. We do not tell him. If he says give to the poor, you give to the poor. And when you and I do that, we become members of the family of God because we're doing his will. And God will hear our prayer because we heard the cries of others in need. Matron knows love today and forever. Amen.